Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Hi, apparently someone has purchased something off eBay. I have not purchased nothing.
Upon checking, I can see, madam, that there is a purchase of a gift card. It's a Google Play gift card for $299. Did you authorize this transaction?
No, I didn't.
Then definitely, ma'am, we got some suspicious activity. That is the reason we have put the order on hold. It's a fraudulent charge. So I do believe you want to cancel it right now.
Yes.
Okay, madam. For the cancellation of this charge, there is an online procedure I can see from my server. So could you please tell me, are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android phone?
Android.
Can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you all?
Yes.
Now, on this Android phone, madam, I will first of all help you for getting the cancellation ID. So, there is an app which says Play Store. Could you please open it up? Play Store.
Play Store. Yep.
Now, after opening up the Play Store, at the very top, what do you see, ma'am? At the very top.
Video. Search.
Correct.
Notifications.
Click on the search. Touch on the search. Now type on the search panel, A as in Apple, the letter A.
Yep.
N as in number N.
Yep.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yep.
D as in David, D.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says any desk?
Yeah, any desk.
Click on that option, correct? Now, after that, on the any desk, you will see a green option which says install. Click on that option.
It says enable.
Click on that, enable then. Click on the enable. Now, do you see open?
It says update.
Click on update. Then you will get to see an option called open. On the AnyDesk you can see, it is showing you on the AnyDesk.
Yeah, hold on, it's uploading.
Okay. When you see the open option, do let me know, madam, okay?
Yeah. Open.
Yeah, click on the open. Now what comes up, let me know.
Privacy statement.
Okay, click on okay. Now what can you see?
Not license activation, agree?
Yes, agree, correct, agree.
Privacy statement, where a desktop care about your privacy bacteria.
Okay, click on OK and click on OK.
Any desk plugin?
Cancel, first of all, click on cancel. Click on cancel first. Cancel.
It says install.
Oh, install. Click on install. Click on install first. Now, did you click on install?
I don't understand what this has got to do with my eBay.
Right now, you will generate the cancellation ID. Now, go back to your home screen. Leave that as it is. Do not do anything. Leave that as it is. Now, on your cell phone, madam, there is an app which says AnyDesk, a red color icon. Please open it up. Just look.
Oh, God.
Do it slowly. Take your time.
Any desk?
Yeah. After that, what
comes up? Happy activation. To be able to continue this device.
Yes.
Oh, I cancel it.
Now what comes up?
Tutorial. You can about the tutorial by touching the area outside.
The area where it is flashing the circle, you need to click on that areas again and again. Do it slowly, slowly. Click on the areas. It will change every time. You need to click on the circles. Where is this flashing?
Your address 182154094.
Okay, it's 182154094. That's correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, it is still flashing, or the flashing is gone?
No, it's still flashing.
Yeah, click on the flashing area. It will be gone. Click one or more to.
Not still saying connect.
Click on the flashing once again.
Okay, yep, it says your address 182154094, remote address.
Now, just below the number, madam, there is an option which says set password. Do you see set password just below the number?
Yep.
Click on that one.
Yep.
Now, after that, a security page will come up. That's right?
Yeah, it has. Always show incoming session request. Only show an incoming session request.
Okay. Now, little bit scroll down. Little bit go down. You will see an option called permission profiles. In a single line, it click on the permission profiles. Now,
it's got a lot of other devices to type login information.
Not that one. Little bit scroll
down. Type that one off?
No, not that one. Go down. Little bit go down. You will see an option called permission profiles. Permission profiles.
Permission profile, yep.
Click on that one. Now, after that, there will be a third option which says full access. Do you see that full access?
Yep.
Click on that one. Now, after that, you will see enable unattended access, a small checkbox, blank checkbox.
What do I do?
Click on the checkbox.
What's the checkbox?
Do you see the third option, enable unattended access?
Enable unattended access,
click on that checkbox. Now, it will, after clicking on the checkbox, it will ask for a password. That's correct?
Yep.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase, madam. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y.
7890.
7890. Yep.
Click on OK. Now from the eBay security server, madam, right now you will be getting a security warning and a start now option. When you see a start now comes up, you need to click on the start now option, okay?
Security warning.
And start now.
Start recording or casting with any text. Start now or cancel.
Start now. Click on start now.
Oh my God, this is not too much.
No need to worry. Right now you will get to see that those fraudulent persons are misusing your information right now. So do you see any option coming up? Close. Click on close.
Yeah, close the permission profile. Close it. And then it's got permission profile security.
Yeah, click on the arrow pointing leftwards. Click on the arrow. Now what comes
Connection
up?
Established. eBay Secure Service is now viewing your desk.
So you can see that your eBay secure server is connected right now. So first of all, we will check that who are the persons misusing your information through your IP address. So go back to your home screen, ma'am.
Yep.
Now, you need to open up a Google Chrome. Can you open up a Google Chrome?
Yeah, I'm on Google now.
Okay. Now, just hold for a moment. Do you in the search page? Are you in the search page?
Yeah, I'm in search, yes.
Now, just hold for a moment. I will tell you what you need to type. Just hold for a moment. Okay, just hold for a moment. Can you go back to your home screen and where you can see the eBay secure server is connected? Can you go back to that page?
What, AnyDesk?
Yes, the AnyDesk. Open up the red AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Now, what can you see after opening up?
Connection established. eBay secure server is now viewing. Oh, I just went back on to your address.
Yeah, now do you will see an option called Start Now. Any option comes
security warning.
Now you will get to see an option called Start Now.
Yeah, just press Start Now.
Okay. Now go back to your home screen once again.
Yep.
Now open up a Google.
Yeah, I'm on Google.
The internet is very, very slow, madam. That's the reason something is happening, the problem. Just hold for a moment. On the Google, you need to type. I will first of all show you the things. Type over there, my, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, my.
M?
Y, my.
Yep.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then number one.
Yep.
Then P as in Peter, P.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says my 1P?
My 1P address location, my 1P country, my 1P address location in California, my 1P country location.
I'm telling you. It will be showing you, click on the option, my 1P address location. Click on that.
Get to your phone settings.
Now just hold. I'm telling you. Below that there will be option which says what is my IP address location? Find out here. Do you see that?
Yep, I do.
Click on that one. Now, it will be showing your IP address. You can see that, madam. Now, do you know anything about your IP?
Nope.
IP address, ma'am, is known for internet protocol. Through this, right now, your internet is connected through that number. You can see the numbers are coming in front of your screen right now. Now, just above that, do you see a black bar? A black bar? This is your status. At the very top. It will be on the very top. Your IP.
I don't know what I found. It's called Google Play. NordVPN, private and secure VPN install.
Click on the cross sign. On the left top, there will be a cross sign. Click on the cross sign.
Yeah, I just did, and it's put me onto NordVPN, private and secure VPN install in Google Play.
Go back to the page. Can you go back?
Yeah, okay, does the last thing press cross? I press cross, I'm back on the Google now.
Okay, now go back to your home screen and try to open up the AnyDesk. Try to open up the AnyDesk.
Plug-in activation to be able to control this device.
Cancel. Click on cancel first.
Yeah, I can hear him at any desk.
Do you see the numbers?
Yeah, 182-154-094.
Now just hold on. You will receive the security warning.
Yeah, I just got security warning now, guys. Start now or cancel.
Just click on. Start now.
Then it's got the eBay secure server.
Okay, now hold for a moment. I'm telling you what you need to do. Now, on the left top, there will be a three lines. Click on the three lines first.
Oh, my God. How long is this going to take? Session recording, download, settings.
Click on settings.
General security, privacy, input, display.
Click on security.
Which one?
Security. Yes, madam. Now go down.
Yep.
Now click on, just hold. Go at the very top.
Yeah, interactive access.
What can you see, madam?
Interactive access.
Okay. Now just hold for a moment. If you see start now coming up, you need to click on the start now, ma'am. Okay?
It's just got security warning. Oh, yeah. Start now, yeah.
Now go back to your home screen.
Yep.
Now open up a Google.
Yeah, and I'm on my 1P address location.
And right now, can you go in front of, are you using a Wi-Fi or are you using your mobile data?
I'm using my Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Right now, your internet is being slow. Any reason for that?
I don't know. I've only just woken up and I've got this phone call to say someone's hacking into my eBay account. Which I don't know how they can because I've just got a new debit card and everything, so no one's got any access to that. But anyway.
Right now, through the phone, through your internet connection, they are getting your information and they are doing that. That's the reason your information are being used by those fraudulent persons from California, U.S. We have located the IP location, madam, and from California, U.S., they are misusing your information. Ma'am, can you go in front of your Wi-Fi where your Wi-Fi is placed? Can you go?
Oh, no, my Wi-Fi! I'm not very well. I'm getting my dinner to me.
I understand that. No need to worry. I will help you out.
Yes, I'm in front of my Wi-Fi thing. It's all connected.
Okay, you're connected, but your internet is being slow. Now, what can you see on your cell phone screen? Can you tell me, ma'am?
Just what is my IP address location? You said go in Google. I went in Google.
Okay.
But really again. Now I'm back on Google.
Okay, open up the Anydex once again.
Oh.
Now, do you see your ID?
No, it says plugin activation. Cancel. And then I'm still on security.
Now, just hold for a moment. Do not do anything. You will see a start now option, just do let me know, okay?
Nope, still security.
Yeah, it will come up.
I have security warning. I have to start now.
Now go back to your home. Now just hold for a moment right now. You will be in the Google page.
No, I'm on my main homepage, like my home screen.
Okay, do not do anything. Okay, madam, right now what I'm going to do is simply, something is happening wrong right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just simply going to transfer this call to my senior manager. My senior manager will direct
me. Hello, I'm going to find another hour. Hold on, get
up. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Finish rinsed and cleaning things of dry dishes,
thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Wilson. Your call has been transferred to me, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Well, I don't know what's going on. I just think how someone's acting in my final some crap, I don't know.
Okay, I will explain you the thing, ma'am. I just got the report from my previous colleague that there are some fraud activities are trying to be done under your information, okay? So because of that, when our reporting server of eBay got connected to you, we detected some unwanted IP, foreign IP addresses, which is also connected to your internet line, which is connected to your network at the moment, okay? Which is making your internet slow and which is harming your information as well, all right? So that's the reason you're facing these major problems, like your information are getting compromised and your details are getting misused in very other platforms as well, okay? So what I'm going to do right now... I beg your pardon?
I don't even use eBay.
I know, ma'am, you don't use eBay. There are some fraudsters are getting connected to your internet line. And whenever they're getting connected, they're stealing your information, which is making your internet slow, and they're compromising your details as well, okay? So what we're going to do right now, we're going to reactivate the security shield for you in order to block all the fraudsters, okay? So what can you see on your phone screen at the moment, ma'am? Please let me know.
The home page.
The home page, right? And please check the Wi-Fi on your phone screen. Look at the top. Do you see the Wi-Fi signals?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, how many bars you can see on that signal?
One, two, three.
Three bars. And
four.
Four. Okay, you can see four bars over there. And all the bars are correct, or like, are you getting a good net internet speed on your phone at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do a thing. Can you please just disconnect the Wi-Fi once from your phone and reconnect it?
Yeah, I just turned it off. Turn
it back on. And open up that red app any day from where our server got connected to you, okay?
Yep, any desk, I'm still on security.
Yes. Now what can you see on the page? What can you see now?
Always show incoming session request. Only show incoming session request if any desk window is present.
All right. Look at the left-hand side top corner. There is a small back arrow. Tap that back arrow.
Yep.
And now you will get to see start now option. Click on start now, right?
Yep.
Now press the back arrow once again.
Your Amazon secure server is now viewing your desk.
Oh my God, that's not good. Just wait for a moment. And now what can you see on your screen at the moment, ma'am? What do you see?
Your address.
Your address, right?
094, yep.
All right, okay. Now, whenever you can see eBay Secure Server, then only click on accept, all right? Now click on start now. All right.
Yep. It's got eBay Secure Server.
That's perfect, ma'am. Now you're connected with the robotic server of eBay so that we can block the foreign IP addresses. I'm going to show you the things. You just press the home button, go back to your normal home page.
Yep. Yep.
And now what do you see on your screen, ma'am? Please let me know.
My Galaxy Store, Gallery Play Store.
Okay, can you open up the Play Store, ma'am? Open the Play Store once.
Yep.
And what can you see on the Play Store at the moment?
Search, notifications.
Okay, click on the search bar where you can type something. Click on the search bar.
Yep.
Yeah. And now what can you see? On the search bar, you need to type Zoho. Z-O-H-O. Zoho.
Hold on. Z-O? What's Z-O?
Z-O-H-O.
Yeah, Zoho Assistant Customer.
Yes, Zoho Assist Customer. Yes, give a click on that one.
Yeah, it says install.
Yes, tap on install, ma'am.
It's installing.
All right. Once you see the open option, please let me know, okay?
Yeah. Open?
Yes, click on open now and tell me what do you see.
Allow Zoho Assist the customer to send your notifications. Click on allow. Intersection key. Click the URL on the invitation email.
Alright, I'm giving you the session key. Yes, put the session key over there. It will be 248.
It says next or skip.
What can you see? Do you see enter session key?
No, it says next or skip. It says enter session key, but it says next or skip.
Click on skip. Now what can you see?
Intersection key.
Alright.
Please enter your email.
Click on cancel. Look at the right hand side top. There will be a cancel option. Click on cancel over there.
Okay, it says intersection key.
Yes, now put the session key. It's 249.
249.
Sorry, it's really 248. I'm sorry. It's really 248. Have you typed in 248?
Yeah, it's 248.
Then 292.
Yep.
Then 2367.
And it says join.
Yes, click on join. This is start session.
Yes,
all right.
It says grant remote access permission.
Yes, now look, there will be a blank checkbox. Check the box and click on allow.
Allow access.
And now click on start now.
It's not letting me do anything. It's got grant remote access permission. Allow access or decline access.
Yes, click on allow.
I'm pressing allow. It's not doing nothing.
Okay, look at the left hand side. Do you see some blank check boxes? You need to check the boxes. Check the blank box.
It says I understand the RS004395 Press that one.
There will be some blank check box. This is some blank check box. You need to check the boxes. And then click on allow.
Yeah, it says, I won't share any sensitive information. information meeting.
Yes. Yes. Check the box.
If I know suspicious activities.
Yes. Check the boxes.
I understand that.
Yes. That you can see.
Okay,
I understand. Yes. Yes.
All right.
I will see start now. Yes. Click on start now.
Yeah, I've done it.
All right. Now just wait for a while. Now you will get to see allow option again. Click on allow. Have you done that, ma'am?
Yeah, it says requires device MS.
Yes, click on accept. Click on accept.
Yeah, I've done that. It says Zoho existing customer activate.
Click on click on activate. Now just wait for a moment. Now click on agree. Not like
yeah,
that activation will come up. Click on agree. Now simply press the home button. Now you're back to your home page, ma'am. Okay, now open up the Google from your end. Open up the Google.
Yep.
Now on the search bar, type there my. M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
My.
Then leave us. Now do you see any option? It says my 1P address location. Tap on that. Tap that one.
Yes, it says go to your phone settings, select above, and tap on status.
All right.
What is my IP address location?
Yes.
All right. It says hide my IP address.
Okay, now don't touch anywhere. Listen to me very carefully from here, okay? Now, do you know anything about IP address? Do you know how IP address works?
No, I don't know nothing. I'm not going to be fine. I'm not
okay,
going to be
I will. All right, I will tell you, ma'am. So IP address means, ma'am, internet protocol address, okay? The internet line you're using at the moment, like the Wi-Fi and your mobile data, each and every activity runs under a single IP address, okay? Whatever the internet activities you do, like online shopping, paying bills, checking emails, online banking, each and every activity, each and every single information gets stored on the IP address you can see, okay? Can you see some numbers over there? That's your personal IP address. Apart from you, no one else from outside is allowed to use that IP address, okay? If someone gets into your IP address, that person will be able to access all your information without your authorization. All right. Now the thing is that, as you know, that your information are already getting misused. Look at the top of your screen. Do you see a black bar? It says your IP and your status. What is your status?
Yeah,
you can see
it. It says unprotected. Your status unprotected.
Okay. Now look on the middle of your screen. Do you see it says what is my IP address? Just below that. Do you see any red alert has been given to you?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider. Anyone else spying on your connection?
Okay.
And then it says, hide my IP address.
Yeah, don't need to click anywhere over there, okay? I am just showing you the things right in front of your own eyes, ma'am, that someone is already getting into your information and they're doing this kind of fraud activities, okay? Now, what we're going to do, we're going to start up the security procedure. You just do a thing, go back to the home page once and come to the menu. Where
come
you can
to
see
the what?
All your... Come to menu where you can see all your apps.
Yeah, I'm on the main home page,
Okay. Now, just swipe up where you can see all your apps.
Oh, I've got heaps of apps.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do, as you know, ma'am, that there's a fraud transaction as trying to be made for $299. According to our server reports, the transaction was trying to be done from Commonwealth account. So do you do banking with Commonwealth Bank, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and do you check your statements on online as well?
Online, yep.
Yes, so the way you check your statements, please check it. If you see any unknown transaction in last 3 days, please let me know, okay? So that we can make a report on it, alright? If you need my help, I will help you out, alright? You just check it. If you see any unknown transactions, you please tell me.
I'm going on to my on my Commonwealth app now to check.
All right, please check it, okay? Please check it. Check all your accounts.
Pending
If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, tell me, okay? So that we can give you the security.
I put a dispute in.
I beg your pardon,
ma'am? They sent me a new card.
Just read me out the... Okay, all right. And apart from the Commonwealth Bank, do you do banking with any other bank, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Do you use any credit card?
Yes.
Okay. And when was the last time you used your credit card? And what's the available balance on it at the moment?
I don't have a credit card. I only have a debit card.
Okay, you only have the debit card with you. All right. Now, just give me a moment. Let me talk to the accounts department so that we can block all the fraud transactions which are trying to be done through your details on overseas, okay? Just be on the line.
Yeah.
I will get back to you, okay?
Okay.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. I just got an instruction from my accounts department. They told me that as the fraud transaction of $299 was on pending, so we will provide you a secure code, all right, to your Commonwealth in order to block the transaction. So can you please log into your Commonwealth once again?
Yeah, hold on.
Yes, take your time. Once you're logged in, just let me know, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, look on the accounts. There will be an option. It says pay. Click on pay.
Pay?
Yes.
If it's pay someone. If it's cardless cash deposit, transfer between accounts.
Click on the first option, cardless cash and deposit. Click on that.
Yep, it says cardless cash, cardless deposit.
Yes. Click on the first option, cardless cash. Now, do you see the amount option over there? Click on amount.
Amount, yep.
Yes, on the amount, you have to make it 160. Make it 160.
160?
Yes, 160.
Yep.
Then click on set.
Yep.
Now, do you see enter description?
Yep.
Type over there shopping. Because it was a transaction for online shopping, so put there shopping.
Shopping, yep.
Yes, now click on next.
Withdraw.
Click on confirm. Click on confirm.
But I don't want to take no money out.
No, no, that's not going to take the money out. You can see C code. Click on C code.
Yeah, now I've only got $10 in my account.
Now click on home. Click on home. You will get the secure codes, all right?
Yeah, I have.
Now make a note of it in a piece of paper. Do you see view all? Click on view all.
View all?
Yes, click on view all.
Cash, yeah, I've got cash code.
Just wait.
Cash code, I've got 20 more minutes to use. 8, 1, 5.
Just wait.
Wow. It's a share cash code or cancel cash code.
Okay. Just wait. Now look over there, there will be a cross sign on at the left hand side top. Click on that. Okay, what can you see on your screen at the moment?
Cash code.
Okay, give a click on view all once again.
Oh my god.
Yes, there will be an option that says cancel cash code. Click on that.
Are you sure you want to cancel your cash code?
Yes, click on yes. Yes. Click on yes, cancel. Now go back to your account.
Well, now I've only got $10 in my account.
Okay, just log out and log in once again. Just log out and log in. It will be reversed back. Just log out. Close the app. After logging out, close the app.
It's back in.
It's back in?
Yeah.
All right, that's perfect. Now just give me a moment. All right. Now we will cancel the transaction of the gift card because it's a purchase of gift card, right? So just do a thing, ma'am. Press the home button. Log out from your Commonwealth. Just press the home button.
Yep. Log off.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, log off. Log out of it.
Yep.
Now open up the Google page from your end.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
and now on the... Yes. Now it was
it's
a purchase of...
the address location.
All right. Now make that bar empty. Make it empty first. Okay, just
yeah,
make the... just do a thing, ma'am. Just do you see the green icon is flashing on the right hand side? It says
yep.
Zoho. Yes, open it once. Open it.
Yep, and it's going to be a QR server.
Okay, now I'm going to give you a new session key, okay? Because the previous session is going to be end. So I'm going to give you a new session key, alright? Look at the right hand side top corner. There's a small cross sign. Click on that cross.
It says end session, don't leave.
Click on, yes, click on leave session.
Yeah, okay, what's up?
Now what can you see, ma'am?
It says 40 minutes, 57 seconds.
All right, click on OK.
It doesn't say OK.
Okay, just press the back button once and you will be able to see enter session key.
Oh, yes, enter session key, yep.
I'm giving you the new session key. Just give me a moment. Now type there 557.
557, yep.
296.
296, yep.
0357.
0357. Join.
Yeah. Click on join. Then click on start. Now, you need to check in the blank check boxes, then click on allow. Now you will get to see an option again, accept, click on accept or allow.
Allow, yep.
Now press the home button and open up the Google map. Press the home button and open your Google.
Yep.
Yes. Now on the search bar, you need to type Woolworth gift card, because the transaction was for a Woolworth gift card, so we will cancel that charge of that gift card, okay? Type the W-O-O-L.
Woolworth gift card?
Yes, tap on that. Woolworth gift card.
Yep, Woolworth.
Have you done that? Now, just wait. No, don't tap anywhere. Just wait. It will come up. The robotic server will give you the page which you have to cancel, alright? Just give me a moment. And now what can you see, ma'am?
Time gift card, maximum 5 gift cards per order, 1.
Yes. All right.
Collect them out.
Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment.
Value.
All right. And do you see there is a red, there is a flashing. You need to make it 170. Put there 170.
Yes, the value, yes.
Yes. Now just wait. Don't do anything.
Now it's got personal information.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the email address of our server, okay? Just wait. All right, put there eBay, E-B-A-Y, all in lowercase, okay? E-B-A-Y.
Yep.
Have you typed E-B, then A-Y?
Yes, E-B-A-Y, yeah.
Okay. Ma'am, I think your internet connection is getting slow again. What?
I'm not sure what you want me to do.
Okay, now type head, H-E-A-D, head.
H-E-A-D,
head.
H-E-A-D, eBay head, yeah.
Quarters, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R-S.
Yep. Yeah, I've done that.
Okay.
Hello.
The spelling will be Q-U-A-R-T-E-R-S.
R-A-R-T-E-R-S. Yeah, okay, I got that.
T-E-R-S.
Yep, I got that. I've done that.
Then 1560.
1560, yep.
At gmail.com.
What was it?
At gmail.com. DCgmail.com.
Gmail.com. Yep,
yes.
Okay, I've got that.
All right. Now come to confirm email address.
Tell me to put it in again.
Yes, put the same, okay? Don't make any mistake, ma'am. Once you put the email address, please let me know, okay?
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
And it's got personal reference number, phone number.
Yes, click on the phone number and put your phone number, ma'am.
No, just too much.
Don't put zero while you're putting the phone number, okay?
Just for what? Oh my God! 4-3-1-1-5-2-9-7-6. Yeah, I have done that.
All right. Now.
Doing address. Yes. First name, last name, address.
Yes, yes. Put your first name.
I don't want a Woolworths card.
Sorry?
I don't want a Woolworths card.
No, you're not purchasing, ma'am. You're cancelling the charges, okay? That's why we have given you the email address of our server, yes. You're cancelling the charges, yes.
It's got address.
We'll ask you for your, yes, put your address. Put your address.
All right,
now don't do anything, just leave it as it is. Now, please be handy with your debit card, ma'am, because we will cancel the charge, okay? So, just check it, which one is your debit card, which is attached with your bank. Use that debit card, alright?
Alright,
no need to hurry.
But you are hurrying me. You haven't even come out of my house. None of these MasterCards that's coming up is any of my new ones. I've got a new MasterCard.
Alright. What can you see on your screen? Do you see card number? Just put the card number from your own end, okay? Don't need to tell me over the call. Do it from your own end.
I don't want to do that because it's gonna take 170 out for me to get this gift card. No, I'm not doing that.
We are cancelling the charge. I already told you, ma'am. We have given you the email address of our server, right? The eBay server is connected to you. All right?
No, I don't.
We just have some
patience. Ma'am,
you're not paying anything. I told you at the beginning, okay? We will cancel the charge. You will receive the email from our server as well that we have canceled the charges for you. All right? Just be patient. Do it from your own end, okay? I'm on the line with you.
Okay, if
any
money comes out,
we will refund you the money. We will refund you the money. We will refund you the money. All right? I'm on the line with you. I'm on the call. Okay? You just be patient about this. I will help you. Okay? Just do it from your end.
Okay, I put on my account team. Put it all in. It says pay or cancel.
Sorry?
It says pay or cancel.
Have you put the card number and all the other information?
Yes, I put the card number in. I have put my name card number in.
All right. Now, just don't do anything. Just give me a moment. Let me get the instruction from the accounts department so that I can get the codes. All right? Just give me a moment.
And I feel good about this. If I get ripped off of this money that I've only got left in my account.
We make sure, ma'am, nothing goes out. Because just now when that money was debited, I showed you that it was reversed back, right? So we are canceling the charges for you, okay? Now don't do anything. Just wait. The server will activate automatically. And now what do you see on your phone screen?
Entry on that card, you're paying 170 years in the card, ending 2332.
Alright. Okay. Click on next. Do you see next? Click on next.
It doesn't say next.
Okay, it says put the code, right?
I don't have no code.
Alright, just press the home button and log into your Commonwealth once again.
Oh my god.
Log into your Commonwealth. Have you logged in, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Okay.
That doesn't look like into your kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now don't do anything. Click on home. Click on home.
Home, yeah.
Yeah. Do you see any code over there?
No.
Okay, just wait. Don't do anything. And what can you see on your screen at the moment, ma'am? You need to log into your Commonwealth once again, ma'am. You need to log into your Commonwealth once again.
Well, it's not like... Yep.
All right. Okay. And is your app is updated already, ma'am? Is your application is updated of your Commonwealth?
What do you mean?
Okay, just do a thing. Just log out from there. Just log off. Just log off from your Commonwealth.
Log off, yeah.
All right. Now press the home button. Come out of it. And
do you remember? Yep.
Do you remember the customer ID and password of your Commonwealth, ma'am? Like your client number and the password?
No. Nope.
You don't remember that, right?
I don't use it.
Okay. Put the 4-digit code first of all to log in. Now you will be able to see your client number, okay? Your net bank client number. Do you see that, ma'am?
Hold on. Yeah, I can see my client number. Yep.
Make a note of it in a piece of paper first of all.
Oh, hold on. This is frustrating me, it really is.
Ma'am, we are canceling the fraud charges, right? As I told you already in the beginning, We are helping you to cancel the fraud charges. You are not receiving the net code because the hackers are getting access to your information, okay? And whenever we are trying to give you the cancellation, they are blocking our path, alright? That's why we are taking a bit long, okay? You just be on the line, alright?
Okay, yeah, well, I'm just stopping this down.
Have you make a note of it?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Now look on the left hand side top corner. Do you see the Zoho app icon? The green app,
yep.
Zoho?
Yep.
Yes, give a click on it.
Yes, yeah, it's the message.
Okay. Look at the right hand side top, there's a close option. Click on close.
Lead session?
Yes, click on lead session. Now what do you see?
16 minutes and 4 seconds. Technician RS0543.
Alright. Press the back button once and you will get to see the enter session key. I'm going to give you a new session key.
Okay, yep.
Yes, put the session key. It's 993.
993
213
yep.
0781.
What was it? 213?
It's 993 213 0781.
Press join.
Yes, press join. Have you done that?
Yep.
Alright.
Connecting.
Alright. Check the boxes, click on allow, then click on start now. Alright?
Yep.
Now you'll see
allow
again, click on allow. Yes, allow it. Yes, click on allow.
Yep, I've done that.
Now press the home button. Press the home button. Don't do anything. Let the robotic server help you, okay? Don't do anything. Just give me a moment. Stay on the line.
Yeah.
All right. Now I just got the update from the robotic server that the server is going to reset your password of your Commonwealth so that you can secure it, okay? Because the hackers are getting into information and they're blocking to send the net code so that we can cancel the charges for you, okay? So I do believe you have make a note of the client number in a piece of paper.
Yes.
All right. The server is going to help you to reset the password, all right? I will help you to reset the password and I will give you the password as well. Once the security
reset
procedure is done,
reset what password?
Of your Commonwealth, okay, of your net bank, all right? You will be receiving the password also, all right?
This is all confusing.
Just wait for a moment. You just wait, I'm going to show you the things. Just wait. And what can you see on your screen at the moment? Please let me know, ma'am.
How much is in my account?
All right. You just log out from your account. Just go back to the home page.
Log off?
Yes, log off and go back to the home page. And then don't touch. Don't do anything, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the robotic server is going to reset the password, okay? You will get the password. I will let you know, all right? You just wait.
It's a client number.
Okay. Put the client number over there from your end, ma'am. Put it from your end.
Yep.
All right. Now don't do anything. Just wait. Now please zoom in the page and tell me what can you see on your screen, okay?
Card number and card pin.
All right, put the card number from your end.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I'm going to get it out
again. Make sure while putting the informations, you are putting the correct information, okay? Don't make any mistake over there, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, it says card pin.
Okay, now put the card pin. The card pin means ATM pin, ma'am, which you use to withdraw your money from ATM, all right? Put the four-digit card pin over there.
Yeah, I understand that.
Now just wait, don't do anything. Now you are going to receive a verification code. Just wait.
Yeah, I got that.
All right. Now, can you please zoom in the page, ma'am? Just zoom in the page.
Yes, yeah, it says new password.
Okay. Now, our robotic server will give you the new password, okay?
Yep.
Yeah. Make a note of it in the piece of paper. The first letter will be in uppercase, okay? It's W, W as in whiskey, W.
Yep.
Then letter E, E as in Edward, letter E.
Yep.
Then L as in London, L.
W-E-L.
Yes. Only the first W will be in uppercase, okay? After that, each and everything will be in lowercase, all right?
Well, I didn't say W-E, yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you the password is welcome. The word is welcome and the W will be in uppercase. All right.
Welcome, yeah.
Yeah, the word is welcome. And then at 786.
786, yep.
It's welcome at the rate 786, okay?
Yep.
Now just wait for a moment. The robotic server is submitting the password. I do believe, ma'am, you have make a note of the password in a piece of paper as well.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, we will update the application of the Commonwealth Bank and it's going to be uninstalled and we will reinstall it, okay? You just do a thing, ma'am. Open up the Play Store from your end, okay? Open the Play Store.
Play Store.
Yes. Yeah. On the yes. Now just don't do anything. Just leave it as it is. The server will do it automatically. Now you will be seeing it will be reinstalling, right? It's installing again.
Yep.
Yes. Just wait for a while.
Is it open?
Okay, all right. Now leave it as it is. The robotic server will help you, all right? So don't do anything over there.
It says client number password.
Yes, put the client number, ma'am. Put the client number from your end.
Yep. It's his password.
Okay.
If that doesn't look right, check your log on details and try again.
Okay, just wait. Okay, do you see the password panel? Put the password from your end. W will be in capital, ma'am, okay? Make sure the W will be in capital. Yes, don't make any mistake over there.
Welcome at 786. Next.
It will be 786, not 756, ma'am. Put the password again. Ma'am, just check. Just do it slowly, okay?
Yeah, I put it in. And who's next?
Have you put 786?
Yeah, 786.
Now click on next.
The net code will be sent to...
Yes, click on get net code SMS. Click on that. And now just wait. Don't do anything. Now what can you see on your screen, ma'am?
My balance and assets continue. Okay,
click on. Yeah, click on continue.
Set the pin.
Just like before you did. And now what can you see?
It says phone security net. Phone security, put the app on, like, always it off.
Okay, leave it as it is. And now do you see the green icon Zoho? The green icon on the left hand side top?
Yep.
Yes, give a click on it.
Yep, it's got secure server.
And now click on new session. Click on the red cross and click on leave session, okay?
Leave session, yep.
Yes. Now press the back button and I'm gonna give you a new session key, okay? Put over there.
Yeah.
135.
135. Yep.
249.
Yep.
9825.
Yep. Join.
Yes. Join. Then start.
Yes, I'm up.
All right. Now you will receive allow. You just click on allow.
Yes, I'm up.
All right. Now don't do anything. All right. Just wait. All right. Now click on next. Click on next. All right. Now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to transfer the call to the anti-fraud department. All right. The security officer is going to help you in order to block this fraud activities. Okay. Just be on the line. Don't do anything.
Uh-huh. And there is a good news for you, ma'am. This is Ron Davis. We have just canceled some platform and you are going to receive the message that the amount we have just credited onto your account. Okay. You will get to see that. Wait for a second. We have just canceling the charges and we have refunding you the $1,000 onto your account. And we need to check whether it will be credited onto your account or not. Okay. So just give me a moment. Let me just check. And check your account is credited by something or not. Is it credited?
$170.
It is not credited?
No.
Okay, wait for a second. Because we have just made the things. But we need to just check. Give me a moment. Now press on log out. You log out from your account.
Log out?
Yeah. Now,
Log on.
Press on log on.
Yep, I put my pin in.
Okay, let me just check whether the funds. Let me just check what happened. It just came up, right? Lovely. So you can see the balance will be 1170. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, lovely. So just wait for a second. Now let me just check, because your network is working very slow, ma'am. Okay, it has been came up, right? So let me just check. And let me help you to whether it will be generating the code or not. So you log off from your account. Press on log off.
Log off. Log off. Yeah, that's got log on.
Yeah, do not log on.
Okay.
Yeah. And let me just help you to purchase those things. Just give me a moment. And let me just cancel those things, all right, for you.
Yeah.
So just give me a moment. And let me just see whether the code will be coming up this time or not. Let me just check. Just give me a moment. And once we are just canceling those things, it will be hidden for some time, okay? And we have just successfully, the amount has been coming up onto the ledger balance, so we need to cancel the charges, and there will be another refund has there for you. So once we will cancel it, it will be coming back onto your account. So you need to cooperate with me, ma'am, okay?
Okay, yep.
Just give me a moment. We are just canceling. There are two cards. We need to just cancel. Let me check. This time it will be just accepting those things or not. Let me just check. And you are the only person who is using that account, or ma'am, from the Commonwealth?
Yeah.
Okay. Because those cards has been purchased from the eBay, so we need to report those things to the eBay headquarters.
Yep.
Just be with me. Now wait for a second. Mm-hmm. and please cooperate with me for a while, ma'am, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, now you put your mobile phone number. Do not use zero, okay? Okay. You put the mobile phone number, yeah?
Yep, hold on.
Yeah. Which is registered to the Commonwealth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
I've done that. That's it. First name?
Yeah.
So put your first name, your last name, and the billing address. Once you put it, please do let me know.
Yep.
Slow, guys.
Yeah, and I have read and agreed to terms and conditions.
Okay, yeah, tick that box. Did you see your address has been coming up? Right. Now scroll down, go to the bottom. Do you see any option called checkout or anything?
Says proceed to payment.
Yeah, click on that, proceed to payment. Click on that. Okay, now just give me a moment. Now, you just simply do one thing. Wait for a second. You do not do anything. Press the home button. Press the home button.
Press the home button? Yep.
Just give me a moment. Now, are you on the home screen? Are you on the home screen?
Yep. I'm on the home screen. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Now, wait. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Now, it's again came up that page. Okay,
yeah.
Wait for a second. Let me just check. Now wait for a second. Now you need to be handy with that card which is connected to that account on which we have just simply credit that funds. Be handy with that card. Yeah,
yeah,
and put the details there. Yeah, yeah, put the details there by your own.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Usko ra. Usko.
And then do I put the CVV?
No. Yeah, put the CVV and wait for a second. Put the CVV.
Yeah. Hold on.
Now wait for a second. Do not do anything. Did you put the CVV?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I need to verify one thing, madam. Okay, now wait for a second. Let me check this time. Your details are good? Your details are perfect? Is it correct? Match the details one more time.
9049-2352. Yes.
Okay, now wait for a second. Let me just check. this time.
Now wait for
it. Now what you can see on the screen?
It's time loading.
Okay, it's showing you loading.
Secure checkout requestnet code.
Yeah. So wait for a second. Now read the options. The net code has been sent to you.
The requestnet code. Mobile number 916, this is mine.
Yeah.
It says, purchase with one-time code sent to your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Through Comvent.
Okay, it has been.
It says next. Do I press next?
Okay, no. Do not press on next. You need to. Wait for a sec. Yeah, press on next now.
It's not letting me do nothing. Oh, yeah, it says, GPay Safe Card to pay faster next time. Save your card, billing address, no thanks or save.
No, wait. Press on save,
Save, yeah.
Now, what you can see?
You're paying 1,000 Australian dollars using the card.
Now, wait for... Yeah. Now, you just press the home button, ma'am. Press the home button. And just check. Just log in to your Commonwealth.
Log in to my Commonwealth?
Yes. And you will get to see there will be a code will be there.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
You caught the code, right?
Yep.
You just write down the code. Write down the code in a piece of paper first.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so just give me a moment. You got the code, right?
Yep. Yeah, I got the code.
So, okay, just wait for a second. Yeah, just now let me just check. Now wait for a second. Now, what do you can...
Enter your net code. It says enter your net code.
Yeah. Click on the white box. Click on the white box. Just above the submit, give a click on the white box.
It says continue on the white box.
Yeah. Yeah, and type the code. Type the code. 783.
Hold on.
Yeah. Put the code.
783.
690.
Yeah. Then submit.
Yeah. Press on submit. Now wait for a sec. Now, did you press on submit?
Yep.
Now what can I?
It's saying loading.
It's showing loading.
And now something went wrong. Your payment has been unsuccessful at this time. Your card hasn't been charged. Please try again.
Something went wrong. Okay, no problem. You press the home button, ma'am.
Yep.
You press the home button. And tell me one thing, like, do you have any driver's license with you? Do you have any driver's license?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you do. You have the driver's license. Okay. So you go to your home screen.
Yep.
Okay, and just give me a moment.
I'm on my home screen.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Have you got the picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, just look on your phone screen. Do you see the Zoho app icon? Click on it.
The green button?
Yes. The green one?
Yep.
Now click on the red cross. Yes, now click on the red cross and click on leave station.
Yeah, we can
press. Yes, press the back button once and I'm going to give you a new session key.
Oh, well,
Do you see enter session key?
Oh, yep, enter session key, yep.
Yes, 110.
110, yep.
266.
266, yep.
9603.
It's 9603. Then join? Yep.
Yes, click on join, yes.
Allow access. Start now.
Yes, yes. Perfect. Now you will get to see allow again. Tap on allow.
Yep, allow, yep.
All right. Now go back to the home page and open up the gallery where you can see the picture of your driver's license, ma'am. You just click the picture of your driver's license, right?
Hold on, I'm trying to find it. I've got a lot of photos in here.
Just do a thing, just take a new picture right now.
Oh, a new picture?
And your, yes, and make
well,
sure the four
how do I take a photo on gallery? I don't know how to do that.
No, no, just take the picture from your camera. Come out of the gallery.
Yeah.
Yes. Now take a clear picture.
Hold on.
All right. And make sure, ma'am, the four corners are visible, okay? Make sure
hold
the
on.
Four corners. Yes.
Yeah, I've taken it.
All right. Now open up the picture, ma'am. Open the picture.
Yep.
Just wait. Can you zoom the picture a little bit?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, just zoom out a little bit. Zoom out a little bit. Just zoom out the picture a little bit. Make it small
yeah.
A little bit. All right. Okay, now don't do anything.
Can I just get a drink?
Yeah, sure, ma'am, sure.
Because my mouth's getting a bit dry, because I'm getting... That exciting. Hold on. Sorry. No smoking, no. You can't.
Can you please unlock your phone screen once, ma'am? Unlock your phone screen.
Unlock it?
Yes, unlock your phone. Yes, now don't do anything. Now open up that picture once again. Open the picture.
Yep.
All right. Now just come back to the home page. Come out of it. Go back to your home page.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. Now just give me a moment. Let me talk to the security officer so that I can get the updates. Just give me a moment. Yeah. I just got an update from the security officer, Ron Davies. He just told that he's securing your information from the platforms in where your information are trying to be compromised, okay? So it will take a while. You just wait for a moment, okay, ma'am? I will get back to you, all right? Just stay on the call, all right?
Okay.
Yes. And you can have your drink. You just have your drink. I'm on the call with you, all right? I'm on the line.
Okay.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now have a look on your screen. The robotic server has opened the Play Store for you. Just verify the email from there, okay? Your email address is sandymay771@gmail.com, right? Is that the email you use in each and everywhere?
No.
This is the email address, right?
Yeah, that's the Gmail. Email.
Yes. You use it in each and everywhere, right? This is the main one, right?
Yep.
All right. You can come back to the home page. Come back to the home page.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Now be on the line, ma'am. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. We are giving you a page where you have to put your address, okay? Your residential address. That's right. Do you see there is a blank panel? Just put your full address over there, alright?
What, my address?
Yes, your address.
Yep, hang on.
Okay, and can you just tell me, ma'am, what's your profession like?
I'm on disability pension.
You're on pension, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you used to do?
I used to be a cleaner.
All right, ma'am. You used to be a cleaner, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And have you put you put your address over there? On the
page?
Yeah,
my address. Yep.
All right. You just leave it as it is. Are you there, ma'am?
Yep.
Yes. Can you see the secure server page on your screen?
Yep.
Yes. Click on the red cross and click on leave session.
Leave session, yep.
Yes. And now press the back button once. I'm going to give you a new session here, right?
Yep.
791.
Yep.
252.
252. Yes.
8773.
Join.
Yes, click on join.
Yes, yeah, that was Eddie's session, okay?
All right.
And I'm just saying Gmail will have access to lots of boxes.
Check the boxes, click on allow.
Click on all the boxes?
Yes, check the boxes. You did it lots of time, right? Check the boxes, click on allow.
Yeah, allow access, yep. And
click
then
start now. Yeah. You
yeah,
will see allow, click on allow.
Yeah, on that.
All right. Now just be on the line, ma'am. I will get back to you.
Okay.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, just do a thing, log into your Commonwealth app. And now just after getting logged on, just be on the line.
Do I put my PIN in?
Yes, put the PIN in and log on.
Yep.
Yeah. And don't do anything. The robotic server is going to check up the transactions which were hidden by the hackers, okay? Just don't do anything. We are removing the charges now. And now, what can you see, ma'am?
Cash card.
You can see the cash. Okay. Right. Do you see there's written over cash pin? Just make the 4-digit code in a piece of paper, okay? Make a note of that 4-digit code in a piece of paper.
Yep.
I will make a note of that 4-digit code in a piece of paper, ma'am.
Yep.
All right. It will be needed further. All right. Just wait. All right. Now press the home button. Come out of that page.
Yep.
Yes. And now just be on the line. Let me get the updates from the security officer, okay? Just stay on the line for a moment, okay?
Yeah.
And it's almost 2 o'clock, ma'am. Did you have your lunch, ma'am?
No, it's not.
Okay. And did you have your drink?
Yeah, I've had my drink.
All right. That's good. That's good. Just be on the line, I will get back to you and let me talk to the security officer, okay? He's working on the security procedures. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes. I just got a report from the accounts department, okay, and my security officer, okay, they told me that they made a security for 1,000, you received 1,000 previously, few time ago, on the Commonwealth account, right? So right now, our security officer, what have done, have put the security of $500, okay? So it will be hidden for next 24 hours, and within next 24 hours, we will recover more $1,500, okay, which has been misused in a, in your account, all right? It will be reversed back again, all right? So we have to be patient about this, okay, because we are recovering the funds which has been compromised previously, all right?
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. So we are recovering all the funds which has been compromised previously.
So you're recovering all the money that's been taken out of my
yes.
Commonwealth.
Yes, we are recovering all the funds. Yes, exactly. We are recovering all the funds.
Oh, okay. You've got my day.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we are doing, okay? So just you have to be patient about this. Just be on the line, okay? We are working on it so hard. All right.
Yes, I'll just get my card because my phone's messed up.
Yes, yes, all right. And you can have your lunch as well, ma'am, okay? You just have your, you can have your lunch.
Oh, no, it's all right. I'm not very well today, so I'll just keep drinking my fluids.
All right, okay, all right.
Okay, I got my
charger. All right, that's perfect, ma'am. Are you there, ma'am?
Yep.
Okay. We are recovering the funds and we are also putting the security to your information, right? So make sure, ma'am, if you get any calls from anywhere, don't receive any other calls, all right? You have to be on the line with us, okay? And if somehow the line got hang up, I will call you back, okay? You don't need to worry about that, okay? Just be on the line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yes. Are you there, ma'am?
Yep.
All right, can you just open up the Zoho Assist app?
The green one?
Yes, the green one. Yes, Zoho Assist. Open it.
Yep.
Yes, click on the cross sign and click on leave session. I'm going to give you a new session key.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
It's 237-299.
Yep.
Then 6402.
Six four zero two.
Yep. Tell me the ID which we just typed.
237-299-6402.
Yes. Click on join.
Yep, connecting. Okay, press
all
the click all the boxes. Allow access. Start now.
All right, now just give me a moment, ma'am. I'm just transferring this call to the security officer, Ron Davis. He wants to talk to you, all right? Just be on the line,
yep.
Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, this is Ron Davis, the security accounts department person whom you're talking before. So you happy that you have got the return, which we have just cancelled?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that we have also cancelled some of the gift card, but it will be credited to your account tomorrow, okay? Once we got the confirmation,
yes.
Then I'll let you know. It will be near about 1200 to 1500 the amount is going to be credited. Because as you see that we have generated the security code for the 500, which we need to be cancelled, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. So tomorrow at what time you will be free so that I can call you and check the updates and providing you those refunds?
About the same time as you rang me today,
about
12 o'clock?
The same time. What about in the morning, ma'am?
In the morning, 12 o'clock
it will be good, ma'am.
Yeah. Any time in the morning, yeah.
Yes, so I'll be just giving you a call at 11 o'clock from your time, okay, from the Sydney or the Melbourne time. Okay,
yes,
11 or 12.
Sydney time, 11 o'clock Sydney time.
Yeah, Sydney time. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
All right, so I do believe, ma'am, you had a word with the security officer, Ron Davis.
Yeah, he's going to ring me at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right.
So he can refund the next slot.
Okay. All right. So for right now, because we are updating the securities on your account, please don't log into your Commonwealth Bank, okay? Because the security is getting updated, all right? So for the recovery, during the recovery process, don't log on to your account, all right? Don't do anything on the account, all right, ma'am?
Yep.
All right. And thank you for your lovely time and patience. And we will get back to you tomorrow. All right?
Okay, not a problem. So don't log on to my Commonwealth account at all.
Yes. Just for the next 24 hours until we call you back tomorrow, you just don't do online banking from your end. All right? For the security update. Because right now, yes. And now you can disconnect the secure server page. You just close that page, okay? But don't uninstall it. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Thank you for your lovely time, ma'am. I really
appreciate it. Press leave session?
Yes. You just press leave session and just come out of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And once the security officer talks to you, Ron Davis, then only talk to him, okay? Otherwise, don't talk to any other XYZ person. If anyone says that
they
are from eBay, first ask their name. If it's not Ron Davis, then don't need to talk. All right. It could be the fraudsters who can try to get into your information again, and we are putting the security.